Yogi's time. Few of us may know the name Hugo Pinnell. That's because the last time he was in the newspapers was probably in 1971 or 1976, when he was tried as a member of the famous San Quentin Six, six young black prisoners facing assault charges stemming from battles with guards at the notoriously repressive California prison. Yet that wasn't the beginning, nor the end of things. Hugo Pinnell, known by his friends as Yogi, came to the U.S. as a 12-year-old from a small town on the eastern coast of Nicaragua. If he knew the hell he would face in America, would he have left the country of his birth? We'll never know. He came, and he has spent the last 42 years in prison, 34 of them in solitary. He hasn't had a write-up in 24 years. After a lifetime in some of the most repressive joints in America. Why so long? Why so many years? The answer, not surprisingly, is politics. Hugo was a student and comrade of the legendary Black Panther Field Marshal, the late George Jackson, and worked to organize other black prisoners against the racist violence and prison conditions of the 60s and 70s. Consider this. When Hugo was sent to prison, Lyndon Baines Johnson was president. The bombing in the Vietnam War was intensifying, and Martin Luther King Jr. was still alive. Of his introduction to the prison system, Yogi would later write, "In 1964, I was 19 years old. I turned myself into the authorities to clarify the charges against me. The deputies beat me several times, and the public defender and the judge influenced my mother into believing that I would be sentenced to death unless I pled guilty. I pled guilty to the charge of rape, with the understanding that I would be eligible for parole after 6 months. When I arrived at the California Department of Corrections, I was informed that I had been sentenced to 3 years to life. California's notoriously unjust indeterminate sentencing has led in part to the present prison overcrowding that now threatens to bankrupt the system. California's prisons are roughly 172% above capacity, and parole is a broken, non-functional agency." That's not just my opinion, but California State Senator Gloria Romero has called the present regime a failure, particularly the parole system. Despite California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's 2004 promises of major reforms of the parole system, which would lead to significant prisoner population reductions, the incarceration rate has soared. Today, there are a record 168,000 people in 33 state prisons, nearly double the rated capacity. California is spending $7.9 billion, yeah, with a B, in the next fiscal year, an increase of $600 million a year for a prison system that has one of the worst recidivism rates in the nation, 60%. Clearly, the so-called Correctional and Rehabilitation Department has failed in its mission to do both. For Hugo Pinnell. For more information, contact www.hugopinnell.org. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.